Good morning. So we have been discussing Zehirus, and we defined it awareness. And we defined that a person has to know what's good and bad. And he has to know what's good and bad based on what the Torah says. He has to look at his actions. Are his actions good and bad based on what he defined through the Torah as good and bad? And we discussed that there's different ways of how a person could be inspired to be a Zahir. If he's at the highest level, the relationship for Hashem, the next level for status, covet, for honor, and the average level is for where a person just wants reward and not to loyally and get punished. So why is it so hard? We realize how important to be a Zahir is. So why is it so hard? Why aren't we all Zahirim? Why aren't we always in the path of being a Zahir and not at all being stalled in this process? So the Ramchal says in the Seel Seshar, he brings down that there are three main reasons why a person could be stalled in their process of being a Zahir. The first one being that a person is too involved in worldly matters. He's too involved in worldly matters, so unfortunately he's not able to see from the Torah and be involved in the Torah how to be a Zahir. Number two, a person that is schoik v'leitzan, as he says, which doesn't mean that a person is not allowed to be happy. You're allowed to be besimcha, but you have to take life seriously. You have to take life seriously. You have to know what it means to be a serious person and what's important in life. And number three, he says, is you can't be around people that are a bad influence. As we know in Pirkei Avos, Aseh lecha rav u'kneh lecha chaver, how important it is to have the right friends. If a person wants to be a zayir and he's focused, but he's around people that are going to bring him down, the loyal Leinu, he will not reach the ultimate goal being a Zayir.